You're listening to SBS News.
Computer engineers Amit and Samira migrated from Iran to South Australia in search of a better life. Landing in March and in the peak of the pandemic in South Australia, Amit says their timing couldn't have been worse.
Yeah, it was a very tough situation because of the COVID-19, and finding job is very bad and it's very tough.
They are both on skilled working visas and were directed to move to South Australia as part of their pathway after the state was declared a regional area for the purpose of migration as part of sweeping changes last year. Despite being experts in one of Adelaide's growing industries, Samira says they haven't yet made it past an interview.
We are software developer, and our skills in the market, in the Adelaide market, is very good. And unfortunately, because of these situations, finding a new job was very hard for us.
They aren't alone. Figures from South Australia's Skills Minister David Bisogni revealing there are more than 5,000 migrants residing in South Australia on skilled working visas, many who are now unemployed despite their skills. While the minister says these visa holders were able to access up to $10,000 of their superannuation last financial year, migrants say it isn't enough. They want to be made eligible for the government's job seeker or job keeper payments.
Finding a job isn't easy, and the second wave is harder than before. And government didn't support us, and it wasn't fair.
South Australia is also home to Safe Haven Enterprise visa holders. Nearly 1,400 were directed to South Australia. Kate Leaney from the Welcoming Centre in the heart of Adelaide says social services are being pushed to their limits to try and pick up the pieces.
We've seen almost a 300% increase in the amount of people we're seeing presenting for emergency relief and assistance.
The centre is urging the government to provide support to those who have been sent to the regional areas.
We're able to provide rent assistance, to provide food hampers and things that is a short-term fix, but what we really need is to invest in a safety net.
As they wait, many migrants, among them Amit and Samira, are volunteering to deliver food hampers to others in need.
We are human, we must be together, and we are the same.
Some of the people are in very, very hardship situation and in very bad situation. And we decided to find a work as a volunteer.
The demand for the food delivery service has tripled over the last month, with donations going directly to international students and refugees who are already going hungry. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.